Thank you. tura kwa sai mustaka nagara Jesu Kristo. How many are happy to be in the house of the Lord? Thank you. We are also greeting those who are viewing on the live stream that we are together in spirit, worshiping the same God of Malachi 4. If you have got a request, you can just raise your hand. As we all invite the Holy Ghost to be in our midst, we cannot afford to gather where He is not. Each one has got a duty, and then confess it, so that the Spirit will move well in our midst. We just want to have a service with a difference, with the Almighty in our midst. We can just bow it. Almighty Father, we come before You, Lord. Thanksgiving in Your head, Lord. Lord, as song was going, let Your will be done, Father. This is our desire, Father, to make decisions, Lord, that at the end of the road, You say, that's the decision, I want it. Lord, oh Father, like the prophet made a decision, Lord, and You applauded, Father, and You said, Your decision was My decision. Lord, we want that kind of decision, Lord, to be in Your perfect will all the time, Lord. Lord, not to overlook the moving of the Spirit, Lord. Lord, indeed, there is a revival, Lord. Lord, how we thank You, Father. How we thank You for the Malachi 4. Now we're gathering in our homes, Lord. Our homes have become altars, Lord, oh Father. Lord, oh Father, we are seeing You every day. Every morning, You are speaking to us, giving us, oh Father, angelic food. We cannot afford to exchange this food, Lord, for anything, oh Father, of Egypt, Lord. This is angels' food we are feeding on. Lord, during this time, Father, when the seventh angel, Lord, Father, is reviving us, Lord. Lord, we have never been excited before like this to have, Father, the services, Lord, in our homes, Lord. Lord, Father, although we have got limited time, but our spirits are high, Lord. This is the revival, Lord, starting from our homes, Lord. We know one of these days, oh Father, we shall gather here, Father, each one, oh Father, bringing a lick of fire, a lick of revival from the homes, and we make one big revival. That revival, Lord, that will sweep us into rapture. We thank You, Father. Revive us, Lord. Father, again and again, Lord. We just want to have Your will, Lord. Be with us, Lord, oh Father. If there is anything, Lord, oh God, that displeases You, Father, won't You reveal to us? We make it right. Lord, we know, Father, You are a holy God. You cannot afford to dwell in a body that is filthy, Lord. Won't You look at us, oh Father, through Thy blood? So that, Lord, oh Father, we can see white, and then we are able to fellowship with You. Be with Your children, Lord. Oh Father, we have come here, Lord, Father, to worship You, Father. And those, Father, who are in the different homes, Lord, may the same Spirit, Father, flow over them to minister to Your children. Lord, we also commit, oh Father, the rest of the service into Your hands, Lord. We pray, Father, Lord, let this service, Lord, with a difference. Lord, be in charge, oh God. Be in charge of everything and supervise, Lord, the song service, the preaching there, oh Father, and everything else, Lord. We commit it into Your hands, Lord. Committing our song leader into Your hands. Give him, Father, a special inspiration, Lord. That, Lord, that pleases, Lord, that brings down Your spirit, Lord, that makes Your spirit, oh Father, to be even be alive to those who are viewing on live stream, wherever their children are. We pray as you commit it into Your hands. And the rest of the service, Lord, we commit, Father, into Your hands. We are more than capable, Lord. Father, Lord, to galvanize even the atmosphere here with Your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
tendai mangwana nano yesunday kuti akwanisa kuyamba benyu mutene wakarurama nezvipo nezvegumiso kuiswa neana venyu iri rairo yeshoko renyu ramakataura ishi Jesu Kristu makati haikuonai kuuya musina chamunacho mumba mashe vana venyu vakohwa ishi Jesu Kristu vaziva ishi Jesu Kristu kuti ndokwavanokwanisa kudzosera zvakare kwamuri varopafadzei zarurai mawindo edenga kuti mweya wenyu mutsvene unofamba pamusoro pavo papafadzai maoko atambanudzwa iwaya tizati Jehovha pane zvakawanda zvinoda simba remari imi Jehovha ndimunokwanisa kubatsira mutsvene wakarurama tinoamata nokutenda muzita Jesu Kristu ponesi wedu amen.
Yeah. just give a clap offering to the Lord. I want to greet you this morning in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We want to thank God so much this morning for His goodness and mercy that He could allow you, He could allow me to be in His house. And we also want to greet those joining us through live streaming in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Won't you give a clap offering to your friends on live streaming? Shall we bow our heads? This brother Lionel, open with a word of prayer.
Gracious Heavenly Father, come before your throne of grace this morning. Father, grateful because you chose us before we even knew you were there. Father, we thank you because you are the one that placed us where we are today.
Yes, Lord.
When we look at ourselves, minus the grace of God, we are nothing but ash, nothing but dust. We pray, dear God, that Lord, as we assemble together in this place, may you also give us the anointing that goes along with the very purpose we have joined up together for.
Yes, Lord.
We pray that your Spirit will come and be with us as we start this service. Father, we know that you know each and every one of us by name. You even know the hairs on each and every one of us heads. We pray that you come with a word in season to address us, Lord Jesus, to correct us, to uplift us, Lord Jesus, Father, that we can be better Christians at the end of the day. We just want to commit, Lord Jesus, the congregation and the pastor into your hands. Lord, that you send the right anointing. We love you, Lord, and we appreciate you.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for this season. We appreciate you, Lord Jesus, because it is you that sent the plague on this earth for a specific purpose. Mm. And we know that when your purpose is met, Father, you will lift the plague from our midst.
Yes, Lord.
We pray that you start with us and end with us as we commit all we ask for into your hands. Name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. You may take your seats. Just some few announcements, then we go straight into the word. We received some sad news that Sekuru Mago went to be with the Lord. Sekuru Mago is father to Brother Tawanda Mago, who is in Mozambique, but I know they are joining us through live streaming.
Sekuru Mago, the Baba Brother Tawanda Mago, the Pano Aswari from Mozambique, Mazwan.
So let's remember the family in prayer that the Lord will comfort them. The deacons, they've got this notice that there's baptism at the end of the service today. Amen. So in case we normally have service at the end of the month, so if there's anyone in need of baptism, just advise the deacons so that they can register them to ensure that we keep our numbers well. We have got a courtship to announce this morning, so we can say this is the first courtship in church during partial lockdown. Brother Ronald, you know we have to come up.
Brother Ronald, Chinoya, Wawi Gunumbiri.
You might not even recognize him because he's dressed different. I'll ask Sister Faith Chifamba to come up as well.
Sister Faith Chifamba, how are you going to be in the car?
Okay, I think the deacons are just checking. We know we have got issues of transport, maybe. Oh, I think she's not yet here. Okay, she's not yet here. But Sister Faith, she's from Pastor Munashe, Temba Munashe, as church.
Sister Faith, I'm about church for Pastor Temba Munashe.
I think when she comes, maybe before, I think we'll do it at the end of the service then. So don't you worry, Brother Ronald. Let's clap hands for him as he takes his seat. Just remembering with the prophet saying, hey, I was late for even my wedding. It's not breaking scripture. If he was late, that was going to be a problem. The same way, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ is already ready. But it is you, it is me, the bride. Always, that is always late. So it is scripture. Shall we raise our feet for a scripture reading? Isaiah 40:31.
Isaiah chapter 40:31.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
Asi vanomirira Jehovha vachawana simba idzva, vachabururuka namapapiro samakondo, vachamhanya vasinganeti, vachafamba vasingaziye.
Jeremiah 48:14. So we'll read from verse 40 of Jeremiah 48, which says, "For thus says the Lord, behold, he shall fly as an eagle, and shall spread his wing over Moab."
Nokuti zvanzi naJehovha, tarira uchagururuka sechapungu, uchatambanudzira mapapiro ake kuzorwa neMoab.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word as you take your seats. Amen. Aren't you glad this morning that you are in the house of the Lord? I'll just throw my eyes here and there. If I see a face that's not happy, I'll just ask the deacons to say, come take this one out, and then phone somebody to replace him or her. You know, the Lord make us to pass through different times. You know, sometimes, you know, you would want the church to be full. But now, what's happening is the church has to be empty in order to comply. All things work together for good. Hallelujah. So, for a short while, we just want to talk about the Word of God from the scripture that we read. So let's just go back to the beginning in Genesis chapter 1.
Genesis 1.
God created the heavens and the earth.
Now
there was darkness covering the deep. And God said, this is not good. And then he said, let there be light. And there was light. He started the creation. He started creating even living creatures. And the reason why he created things, he wanted them to serve his purpose. No, so different things he created, some visible, some invisible. No, some with deep voices like the lion, some with such melodious voices. No, some great take a great deal of time to move from one place to the other. But some are so swift. Some they move right on the earth, but some they do fly. Now, even those that do fly, they serve God's purpose in different ways. There is one particular one that's distinct that flies. It has got different characteristics from even other birds. They say its eye is among the strongest in the mammal or animal kingdom. It is estimated that its eyesight is between four to eight times the sight of a normal human being. And they say it can spot a rabbit round about 3.2 kilometers
away.
It has got big wings, they say, the span of which is round about between 1.8 meters to
2.34 meters.
This bird, they say as well, when there is a storm, or even before we come to this bird, when there is a storm, most birds, if not all of them, they take cover. But this type of a bird, when there is storm, it creates excitement on this bird. They say that's when it shows its powerful God-given two wings. The reason why it is happy, it knows how to set its wings in times of trouble. So this is what we are going to talk about this morning. We are saying, set your wings. In Revelation chapter 6, when the fourth seal was opened, I looked and beheld a pale horse. And he that sat upon it was death, and hell followed with him. Now, God used the spirit of this special bird to counter the diabolic acts of this person who was sitting on the pale horse. We are living in the age of this special bird. It is a flying eagle. It is swift. So, brother and sister, we are saying, as we say, set your wings. We want to take a cue from this special bird. To say when troubles of life come, just like when a storm comes, when other bears are taking cover, this special bird is so happy. It sets right its wings in the storm. And the very storm, which is deemed a problem to other birds, will help these birds to glide away. Our first quote in the message, expectation. So the prophet is in the woods. He always enjoys going into the woods to enjoy her fellowship with nature. So whilst he was there in the woods, he is caught, or his attention is taken by this encounter between two animals or two creatures that God created. One is bound on the earth, the other one is a heavenly one. He talks of this eagle and a pine squirrel. So the pine squirrel was making noise, a chatter, chatter, chatter kind of a noise. I hope some of you know that one. Could be very few people. So it was making this chatter, chatter, chatter noise. And the eagle was sitting on a tree top. It was not amused, not scared about this noise. So the prophet said, why is he not scared? And then he picked up his rifle, wanting to scare away this bird. We come to 39. And I grabbed my rifle like I was going to pull it out, like this. And he flipped them big wings and looked back at me again. Look back, I thought, why is he so brave? I noticed him, he kept filling his wings, shuffling his feathers out. We are talking about setting your wings. You should know where you have your advantage. So this animal called an eagle, he is not bothered by this pine squirrel. He is also not bothered by a human being in the form of the prophet. Even though he's holding a rifle, so when he saw him holding the rifle, he started feeling his wings. He, in other words, he was saying, do whatever you want to do, as long as I can feel that I have my wings. I know I am all right. This is my God-given privilege. Because he knows, as long as I have my wings, I know I am safe. You might try to do whatever, but I want to thank God for my two wings. You should also look at you, brother and sister. Know your given, God-given rights. Have confidence in your God-given rights. When trouble comes, depend on your God-given rights. Oh, I see God gave him two wings. That's God's given power. And you trust it. I thought, if God gave the eagle two wings to take himself out of danger, And he has so much trust in his wings. What ought a church that's baptized with the Holy Ghost to do? The Holy Ghost is your protection, brother and sister. That's why, brother, it is necessary, it is compelling, and it is a must that you must be baptized of the Holy Ghost. And when you have the Holy Ghost, you know you can take care of every situation. You are not scared of the wiles of the enemy, even if the devil comes in like a flood. He comes in through this and that. Evil things in the world, as long as you are baptized of the Holy Ghost, you know you have got your protection. The same way an eagle, as long as it has got, it feels that the two wings are attached to its body. It doesn't fear anything. Glory be to God.
Amen.
There he was moving his feathers. I thought, yeah, as long as he can feel them wings, they are all right. He ain't scared of nothing. I said, praise God. As long as I can feel the Holy Ghost moving, devils can't nothing. That's right, when the Holy Spirit is around. Glory be to God.
Amen.
We go further down. The prophet goes further to say, I noticed him. He just didn't flop, 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 flop with his wings. Now, if you notice, people maybe who grew up in the rurals where birds are, normally birds, they just flop, flop, or, their wings when they want to go away. But this is not the case with this special bird. So the prophet saying he didn't flop, 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 flop his wings. He just made one big jump and made about two flops and he set his wings. He never moved a feather. He just knowed how to ride that air. He just went on out of sight. I stood there, I cried like a baby. I said, that's it, Lord. It ain't run here and run there. Flop here and flop there. This is where we got our title this morning. It's just set your wings of faith in the power of God. And when it rose in right up, right away from those saying the days of miracles is past, right away from the saying the days of miracles are past, don't keep trying, pushing and shoving. Just set your faith in God's power. When the waves come in, ride up in like that. Brother and sister, an eagle is not afraid when the storm comes. Similarly, Christians, they don't run away when there is danger. God is looking for you to tame the situation. Glory be to God. You don't run away, brother. You stand there. Just like an eagle, it takes advantage of the problem. Sit on that problem. Let the problem bring the glory of God. Don't flop, brother. You'll be dead. But just set your wings. As you set your wings, glide in your problem. Glory be to God.
Amen.
All birds, they've got wings. They can fly, all of them. But when storm comes, if other birds try to fly, they fly to their death. The reason is they don't know how to set their wings. But look at an eagle. Glory be to God. In fact, what's so past finding about animals, God gave them an instinct. You know, they say even if an earthquake is about to come, before an earthquake comes, animals' instinct within them, it tells them danger is coming. Now, if they were in a building or somewhere close to there or mountains, they can even move away. Instinct in them tells them something is coming. So when storm is coming, other bears, they take cover. But now for an eagle, when that instinct is telling the eagle to say storm is coming, happiness comes in. It knows I'm going to display what God gave me, which is different from any other animal. Brother and sister, when the world is crying, when they can't overcome sin, brother and sister, it is time for you, as a believer. People in the seventh church age, eagle age, you should know how to set your wings. When people are trying their level best, but they are failing to overcome even beer, brother and sister, know how to set your wings. When fashion is such a trouble to some, people don't even know how to even have a proper haircut. Oh, brother and sister, you even see people, okay, maybe let's leave that one. Yeah, all right. We just want to know how to set our wings. No, but we should overcome the things of this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The prophet says, in the message, Christ knocking at the door.
Christ knocking at the door.
At 32.
Paragraph 32.
Talking about the eagle again. So it's not from one healing service to another. It's just setting your wings in the your faith wings in the power of the Holy Ghost. And when a wave comes in, ride on up until you get sick and tired of hearing this chatter there. The days of miracle is past. There are a bunch of holy rollers. Nothing to them. Just set your wings in His power and ride out here on them. Great wings of the Holy Spirit. Oh, that faith wing. Just know how to set them. And when the Holy Ghost begins to ride in, ride with it. The tide comes again, mount up. The first thing you know your neighbor saying, you are going to be a holy roller. You never got healed. No, these are the chatter, chatter, chatter sounds of a pine squirrel. You just ride on and pass all those old critics. Chatter here, chatter, chatter there. No such thing as divine healing. Just turn your head from it and ride away. So when we are saying set your wings, brother and sister, we are saying you got to ignore even the chatter chatter noises from the detractors. Some people, they don't know how to set their wings. But so they want to discourage you. Because they know you are going greater heights. But you being an eagle, you are not discouraged. For you know they are not able to, but yourself, you are a special bird. You should know your heights. The prophet says in the message, as the eagle stares her nest, now he is a special built bird, talking about the eagle. He can fly higher and gets up there. He can see far off. And Jehovah, Papa Eagle, I like that. Papa Eagle sees all the way up in the heavens.
No,
remember, we are saying an eagle is a special bird with a special eyesight. It will be watching the same manner God is watching over us. Way in the heavens he is, but he is paying a special attention towards you. To say if there is any form of danger that is trying to attack you, Papa Eagle has got a special focus looking at you to ensure that you are well. And Papa Eagle, when he looks at you and he sees trouble, he raises up the poor out of the dust, because he has seen from way up to say, this is my little eaglet. I want him to be rich. Though you were poor, brother and sister, you could be poor naturally, spiritually as well. You were blind, but Papa Eagle saw. Way up he saw you. He sent his amazing grace and lifted you up, brother and sister. Just even look at yourself. You are no special. Maybe if you look in your tribe, you could have been the least. Nothing good to talk about you. But when Papa Eagle looked at you, in your dead, you were so dead, brother and sister. No one wanted even to look at you. But Papa Eagle looked at you. He said, I want this very dead one. His amazing grace. He left his glory in a swift, in a moment, before everyone could even see. He picked you up. He cleansed you. He said, I want you to be in my service. I want you to serve my purpose. This is the doing of Papa Eagle. Brother and sister, we are so thankful unto Papa Eagle. From way far, he is the heavens. He was so happy, brother, sitting on his throne. But it is you, brother and sister, who caused him to leave his throne. He was so comfortable there, but he saw you in your sins. You were like that eaglet or that egg, you know, of an eagle that was taken and put in a hen, and it hatched. And that little eaglet was behaving like a chick. Hallelujah. It was almost saying the days of miracles are past. Until Papa Eagle said, no, it's too much. I can't let my child to suffer like this. I don't want him to be earthbound. Now, he comes. Made such a shout, a scream. And when you heard that scream, you said, I like this kind of a shout. Wiley's mother chicken and other chicks were going for cover. In the same manner, when a storm comes, other bears, they go for cover. This small little eaglet realized, yes, this is the storm. This is danger, I'm told. But something from within told her to say, this is not danger. Some of you could have heard the message. Do you want to believe the message? Oh, this is heretics. But something told you. Yes, I've heard. They are saying there's something there which is bad. But something is telling me. This is exactly where I belong. When you walk in there for the first time, you hear the preacher saying, good morning, friends. Then I said, oh, does it happen? He is saying a friend to me. But I'm told they eat other people's blood. Then say, I'll go next time. And you went in again. And you hear the preacher saying, love your enemies. Oh, then he said, what? But they were telling me, these people, they kill other people. But then, next time you hear again, even those people who persecute you, pray for them. Then you said, no. I have decided whether they kill people or they eat people's blood. I want this kind of a message. Why? Something within tells you you are an eagle to begin with. Brother and sister, you don't have an option. Eagle blood is flowing within you. Whether you like it or you don't, naturally, if you just set your wings, the storm will just carry you away. Because it's your God-given privilege. Glory be to God.
Amen.
I like it, the prophet. He was well balanced. You know, sometimes we take We go one way and we go overboard. Sometimes you hear a cult is going one way in an extreme manner. Those people who say yes, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming next week, and then they forget about doing anything because they say he's coming next week. Next week he doesn't come.
Next week
they kill themselves. That's a cult. Lack of knowledge. Lack of revelation. But our prophet teaches us. Live as if he is coming tomorrow. But when it comes to planning, plan as if you still have got 30, 50
years.
Okay, some of you don't believe it. I'll read you a quote. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the message, believest thou this?
Hey,
do you believe it? He says, my grandfather rode an ox cart. I'm driving a Ford V8.
You need to find by the Ford V8 in 1960.
I never thought of what to say. So then he was riding a V8.
Papa, why carry a V8?
Mm-hmm. Think of that, brother. Hey. Then that's a
V8.
brother and sister. I'm sure it should also even cause you to set your wings. To say, hey, in
1960,
in the 60s,
V8.
How about, okay, I tell you, listen to what he then said. So his grandfather, ox cart, himself in the 60s, Ford V8. Then he says, my son will fly a jet plane. That's we are moving on. That's what religion ought to be. And listen what he said. The coming of the Lord is at hand. So he was balanced, brother and sister. Though he believed that the coming of the Lord was at hand. But he's saying, I will drive a
V8.
The Lord is coming. The Lord is coming. My son will fly a jet plane. Yes, brother and sister, it is possible. While you are waiting for his coming, the son of the prophet will fly a jet plane. For the prophet himself. Oh, brother and sister. Yes, we should fly those jet planes. The reason is, we live in an eagle age. Eagle age, brother and sister. Remember that time we even spoke. Where about when the prophet was flying from
Dallas?
And Auntie Jemima prayed.
Auntie Jemima, no, but I shall not.
And the prayer reached heaven. When it reached heaven, the request was, Auntie Jemima had declared, I am a widow woman. I have a son who is about to die. And if he dies today, he is going to hell. But mother's love is declaring, I want a prophet now. Because I have seen I am Auntie Jemima, there should be an Elisha the prophet. And heaven declared to say, go tell Elisha to go meet this woman. And an angel was sent. He was looking for Brother Branham. He came down, looked for him at his place of residence. But he could not find him. I want to believe another angel was sent again. They could not locate him. And then message reached heaven to say, we can't find Elisha. And then another angel said, give me a chance. Give me a chance. I think I can find him. Now, as the angel was leaving heaven, inspiration then struck him to say, you are looking for Elijah. This is a seventh messenger. This is an eagle age. You don't find an eagle right on the ground. Because on the ground you find chattering. An eagle age knows how to set its wings. So this angel, what did he do? He was just watching in the skies to see an eagle that was flying. And lo and behold, there was a natural, man-made flying eagle. And there was a man seated there with a Western hat like this. And then the angel said, I want to believe there should be a prophet in this. He caused a storm. A storm rather brewed there. The pilot had no option but to make an emergency landing. The reason why? Because there was an Elisha. Brother and sister, we are looking for sisters who can cause commotion. Brothers who can cause commotion to nature. Because we are living in the last age. There is no other age that's going to do all these things, brother. If there is something miraculous that has to happen on earth, you are the people to do it. You should cause it to happen. If not you, then who will do it? Brother and sister, you are a privileged person. God could not allow Daniel to live in this age. In other words, he was saying, Daniel, I don't believe you've got such faith. Did you hear that? God could not trust Daniel. He said, your faith is not good enough. But Daniel, he spoke to the lion. He had a meeting with the lion. Brother and sister, if that is not enough, if that is not supposed to trigger genuine faith with you, to say God could not allow somebody with such a faith to have a discussion with a lion, you should know, brother and sister, even cancer, you can speak it out of existence. HIV, you should say, you
out in the name of Jesus Christ. He should listen to you, brother. I believe it is possible, brother. What is more difficult, brother? Speaking to a lion which is hungry. A lion, nature, its natural thing is when it sees, smells meat or something, flesh, it's just supposed to enjoy. But Daniel, he was standing in there with them. I want to believe, remember we said in Genesis 1, God said some had deep voices. I want to believe Daniel was even telling the lions to say, you seem to be the chief one. I want you to roar. I'm sure the lion was saying, yes, my master. Now, consider that. And an HIV positive. Consider that with a cancer. Brother, you can't even equate those. You can't. But also we are saying, God could not trust Daniel with display of such faith in God to live in this age. The reason was, God had the confidence in you, brother. God had confidence in you, my sister. To say, if you speak, if you know how to set your wings, brother, you can fly away from that HIV. You can fly away from that cancer. You can fly away from that poverty. You can fly away from those ancestral spirits. You can fly away from your situation. What is it that is bothering you, brother? You have every right. You can fly away if you know how to set your wings. Oh, brother and sister, I mentioned the other time, do you want God to be in trouble with Daniel? And he will say, God, I told you, I wanted to live in this day. Look at a 40-year-old boy, a 40-year-old man. He is single. Brother. Look at a brother there. His business is going down. Why can't he speak? Brother, eagle age, brother. Eagle age. And we are behaving as if we are athletes. Even those things that are, that move on earth, look at a lion or a cheetah, they move fast. How about an eagle? It fly. Okay, first seal. It was a white horse rider. And there was a lion anointed to counter that. Second seal. Red horse rider. Hallelujah. And then it was the face of a man. Hallelujah. And the reason, do you know why God in the fourth seal, in this pale horse, why he brought in the eagle anointing to counter that? He realized it, a lion, though it has got a deep voice, a person, yes, we know a human being, he has got the intelligence. Yes, you can reason things out. We also know even the ox anointing, the second seal, people were being killed. Beast of burden, we know. But when it comes to death and hell, You can talk of a lion. You can't talk of a person. You can't talk of an ox. You need an eagle that is swift. So that's exactly the same thing with you, brother and sister. You should see so swift to say, no, this brother or this person who is coming with me, his spirit, you can even pick it before even he reaches you. Because you are swift, you can see from far. You can even see this deal is not a good deal. Then you write it off. Eagle age. Hallelujah. So God put trust in us. He gave us the ability, brother. The ability to be able to counter any situation that comes here. Glory be to God. It can fly so high. Glory be to God. The prophet says, yes, we are reading, believest thou this? Okay. The church ought to be moving on into their powers. Science can only climb so far. It has to drop off. But we got untapped resources. That's never been touched. Of the power unlimited of God. We need to be, ought to be moving into untapped resources, brother. Do you know they are waiting for you to tap on those sources or resources? Ah, that's why I don't believe in crying, brother and sister. Because people are waiting for you to give the solution and you are busy crying. We are living a million miles under our privilege tonight. And the prophet said, I feel ashamed of myself. When I look out and see the institutions and sickness and troubles that's going on right now. Our church ought to be walking on the streets, healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out devils, doing signs and wonders, making the whole world realize that Jesus Christ lives. Our brother, they should know the Lord Jesus Christ is alive. Because you'll be doing exploits. Because the Lord is waiting on you, brother. Is waiting on you, sister. To speak the word. To set your wings. Glory be to God.
Amen.
The prophet says, in the message, speak to the rock. Paragraph 68.
Paragraph 68.
You let a quiet, that's, you know, almost like it's an animal, close maybe to a wolf, or maybe in Zimbabwe call it what? Maybe a jackal, yes, yeah, in our country, jackal, yeah. So he's saying, let it start towards one of them little eagles. And watch what a flogging he'll ever get. Yes, sir. Mother eagle will be watching. Maybe she is 3.2 kilometers away. And this jackal starts walking or running towards the little eaglet. Watch what a flogging he will ever get. I thought, let the devil come. If he wants to get a flogging, so let's be free. Just have a glorious time. Because Papa Eagle is watching.
70, let the storms rage. What do I care as long as he is watching over me? Just be as carefree as I can be, no condemnation. Brother, when we are talking about set your wings, we are talking about an eagle, which when storm comes, it does not run away. It just sets its wings. While other birds are running away, it sets its wings. So brother and sister, we are saying, even in the storms of life, do not despair. Don't be discouraged. Don't feel discontented. Do not faint. Simply set your wings. Let the storms of your life carry you, brother. Don't flop your wings. Just set your wings. Simply set your wings. Brother, when we are saying set your wings, what are we talking about? We are saying be still and know that I am God. We are saying these Egyptians whom you see, you shall see them again no more. Hallelujah. So we are not praying that we don't have temptations. We are not praying that we don't have storms of life. On the contrary, we can even pray that the storms come. And when the storms come, brother, just simply set your wings. Let your problem, brother, let your problem, sister, the problem that you have now, let that problem you have now, let that problem proclaim or propel you to greater heights. When the storm comes, brother, the eagle just, it sets its wings. Now, the more storm comes, the higher the eagle goes up. So, brother, the more the storm of your life comes, it is an opportunity for you, sister. It is an opportunity for you, brother, even to be pushed way higher. Even in your spiritual life, even in your spiritual life, brother, you are saying, devil, you are too late. You are saying, come again with your troubles. You declare, I'm not going to be married. I want to tell you, devil, I am going to be married in style, not just an ordinary marriage. I will be married in style. You tell that devil, yes, yesterday I did not have dinner with the relish that I want. But I tell you, devil, that was the last of it. Now I'm going to choose the type of relish that I will have. You can say, yes, this could be my last clothing that I have. You tell the devil. Ah, brother, I told you here. One Sunday when we came to church, yes, some people helped themselves to my clothes. So the only clothing that I had, that was the clothing that I was wearing on that day. But praise be the name of the Lord. I said, Lord, I want to thank you for making them take away these clothes. Because I know you are Jehovah Jireh. Glory be to God. Amen. He is Jehovah Jireh. I said, Lord, I'm not going to worry. I'll tell you what, brother. Let's have a right mental attitude. I told God, say no. Number one, I was in church. And some people went and took the things. Why should I worry? Ah, no way. In fact, that's when we say punishment plus good move.
Punishment plus good move.
That's true.
Mm.
To say if he took, say, for example, it's 5 shares. It's up to me now to decide that kind of punishment. I can say a shirt for a shirt. Or I can even say a shirt for a car. It is possible, brother and sister, if you just know how to set your wings, especially if you are connected to the main line, you can speak things into and out of existence. And the good thing of it, brother and sister, like for example, in this second seal, when they were coming, being the Christians being killed, God Himself, He unleashed a spirit, the ox anointing. It was not the Christians, brother and sister, but it was the spirit that God unleashed. When they were about to be fed to lions, because of the spirit that God had unleashed in them, you just hear somebody saying, please, can I be the one who is going to be fed into the lions? So it was not the person, but it was the spirit that was in, that was put in by God. So I want also to believe, brother and sister, in this age that we live in, Eagle Age, it is the spirit that's within us, brother and sister. We should be swift. Take care of every situation. If you are not happy, brother and sister, of a situation, swiftly an eagle comes and take away that thing out. This is the kind of faith that I want, brother. The eagle faith. The swift faith. Which takes no. Do we not accept no for an answer? When you are told the days of miracles are past, you tell them, yes, you could say they are past, but not in my age. You speak, brother. I'm looking for an opportunity where God can display His majesty through me. To say, let a situation come. And then you know. You can even tell God or tell men before it happens. To say, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. You can even tell people, don't miss church, because you are going to hear an earth-shattering testimony. It is possible, brother and sister. Look at the three Hebrew boys. Brother, a king had declared and given them two options. To say, if you say you recant what you ever you had said, I'll give you life. But if you don't, you are going to be thrown into the fire. Oh, brother and sister, people under the anointing or under the blood of bulls and goats, they declared, O king, we have respect for you. But when it comes to the issue of saying, who is greater, you or our God, we are not careful to answer you in this manner.
If it be so that you put us into the fire, our God is more than able. God is looking for a sister who has been challenged, who has been put on a fix, but the sister is not compromising. He said, I will stand by God's word. If you stand by God's word, I have a promise for you. I have a result for you. God will stand for you. The prophet says, God is prepared. He is ready to bankrupt the heavens than for his word not to come to pass. Which word is this? Ask anything in my name and I will do it. Brother and sister, ask the Lord. Lord, I want to know how to set my wings. If you know how to set your wings, when battles come, you don't fight the battles. You just stand still. When something comes in church, even things, hatred comes, you know how to set your wings. You just usher in love. You love your enemies. You love those people who persecute you. Because you know, you don't flop your wings. If you try to hate that person who is hating you, you are flopping your wings. And you know when storm comes, brother, hate is a storm. If you flop, you will die. But when the storm of hate comes, just set your wings free. Don't fight. Love that person. Love that person. God will take care of the rest.
Let's stand on our feet. I'm pressing on. Or if you know the other song, I don't know if you know it. Okay, or can you sing the one that you know? It's fine. Where Eagles Day, if you know it.
Thank you.
guys, like an eagle. You believe.
Chikafu chemangwanani ano baba.
Tinokutendai
Mwari kuti ichokwadi, you are prepared to bankrupt the heavens. Pane kuti shoko renyu risazadzikiswe Mwari. Tauya Mwari kuno tanamata chiti baba taurai nesu. Ichokwadi baba kuti shoko iroro Mwari zadzikisa. Mataura nemoyo yedu baba. Tinokutenda Ishe Mwari wamasimba ose. Nemufundisi Mwari vakwanisa kuzivisa parutivi. Imi Mwari mukataura nesu. Tinokutenda ibaba nekupindura mibvunzo yedu yose. Tinokutenda ibaba makanaka mangwanani ano nekutiudza gwara rekufamba naro. Jehovha Ishe Mwari wamasimba ose. Tinokutenda Mwari samasimba ose. Tinokutenda ibaba neshoko renyu nekuti Ishe makataura mushoko renyu mukati denga nenyika zvichapfuura. Asi shoko renyu rinorarama nekugara nekusingaperi. Baba tinokutendai. Ticharamba takabatirira pashoko iroro Mwari. Ticharamba takabatirira pariri Jehovha. Nekuti tinoziya Mwari. Zvinhu zvenyika ino baba. Zvine magumo. Asi shoko renyu Mwari. Ndiro rine upenyu husingaperi. Tinokutendai maita henyu baba. Tinoda kunamata mangwanani ano. Tichiti baba dzoreredzai simba. Rabuda Ishe mufundisi wedu paanga achiparidza. Tinonamata Ishe baba makanaka. Kuti rambai muchivapa chizoro. Rambai muchivapa simba remweya mutsvene. Kuti vaende kunotora baba. Kubva muhari yendarama Jehovha. Vachiuya nguva dzose vachimira pamberi pedu. Vachitipakurira zvitsa baba makanaka. Zvisingaore baba mutsvene makarurama. Tinokutendai baba maita henyu. Tiri kunamata uye tiri kukumbira. Nemuzita ramambo Jesu Kristu. Kuti tidzidzisei Mwari. Kutambanudza mapapiro edu Ishe wangu. Kuti nguva dzose Mwari. Tisangova vana vanochema. Tisangova vanhu vanoungudza. Tisangova vanhu vanozvidemba. Asi tizive Mwari. Kuti kana dutu rauya. yanguwa yekusumudza mapapiro tikwire kuenda pane rimwe danho mwari samasimba ose baba tinokutendai maita henyu nemuenzaniso wamatipa wechapungu kuti baba makanaka isu makatiita zvapungu muchizvarwa chino baba makanaka nekuti kana tikaona coronavirus ichiuya mwari ngatitambanudze mapapiro edu baba makanaka tikaona lockdown ichiuya ise wangu ngatitambanudze mapapiro edu ise makanaka tikaona ise mwari makanaka zvirevo zvichitaurwa mari napurezidendi tobva taziva mari kuti yanguva yekutambanudza mapapiro edu baba tinokutendai maita henyu tinokumbira baba makanaka makarurama kuti tivai nesu panguva ino patava kuparadzana tichifamba kuenda kudzimba dzedu tinokumbira mwari kuti muve nesu mututungamirire tifambe zvakanaka tinokutendai baba maita henyu tinonamata tichinamatira sevhisi inoteera kuti muuye zvakare muzotaura nesu baba kubudikidza nemufundisi kubudikidza nepupiti ino baba tinokutendai maita henyu tinosiya zvose mukati memaoko enyu matsvene nemuzita ramambo Jesu Kristu.